Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is day, George?
This is day number 226.
226.
Of our prosperity series.
And we know by now, if you've been listening and acting on it, you've got some good testimonies. So we want you to send them to us. That would be so exciting, wouldn't it, George?
It would be, just to know what people are experiencing and the fact that they're prospering. And you know, Gloria, on all the notes that we've done together since 2011, all of these 226 notes, we've had in excess of about 600,000 downloads.
600.
So people are
interested.
They are interested in knowing about how to prosper.
And you know, if you'll send us your testimonies and what a difference the words made, we might do a book on the testimonies.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea of the testimonies and what God is doing in the lives of people.
Be encouraging people.
Well, Gloria, in this series that we're talking about, this is the second week, and we're picking up on what we talked about last week, and that was God is our source.
Yes.
And we are totally focusing on renewing our minds in a big way to the fact that God is the source of everything in our lives. And I want to mention something to you right here. First of all of these notes are available on kcm.org. You can get them. You can download them yourself. You can follow right along with Gloria and me on these, which is very helpful because you can use these as your own teaching tool to be able to develop yourself in the revelation that God is our source. And then Gloria, I have a book here. It's by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson. And it's this book, I was thinking about it this morning, this little book is just a compilation of our 2 weeks of broadcast together, bringing it into a small book form so that people can read. We have 70 scriptures that we're covering.
I'm looking forward to reading
on the
that
fact
myself.
That God is our source, plus quotes from you, from Kenneth, from myself, other things that are in here that we've talked about on these 2 weeks. So this book is absolutely free. You can order it on kcm.org, write us, call us, or you can download it. You can go to the website and it's there for you to download, so you can go ahead and have that printed out right away. Gloria, this is exciting.
That's awesome.
Before we get into the actual scripture we're going to talk about this morning or today, I wanted to mention just a couple of things that we talked about last week. First of all, our foundational scripture is 1 Corinthians 8:6. In the Amplified Bible, it says, "Yet for us there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things."
Hallelujah.
He's the source of everything.
Thank you, Lord. Now, what is that?
That's 1 Corinthians 8:6. That's not on those notes. I'm just kind of going over a couple of things from last week. Brother Copeland,
that's
I shared a word that he gave from November of 2010. The Lord said to him, "Don't look to the government for your supply."
That's good advice.
Don't look.
They're past broke anyway.
They're past broke. Don't look to them for your supply. Don't look to other people for your supply. Pastors, don't look to your congregations for your supply. Jesus is our source.
That's right.
And the Word is our supply.
Amen.
So that is a perfect word for us, and especially for people who are struggling with financial difficulty and they're asking the question, where is it going to come from?
Right.
How are we going to pay this bill?
We have a store at the ministry that we call Word Supply.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what this is.
That's what it is, Word Supply. It's the
right
Word
here.
Supply. And we have to look to the Word of God as our source.
That's where faith comes
from. That's where faith does come from. And we read a couple of scriptures last week, or more than two, but here are a couple of them. Philippians 4:19, "My God will give you all that you have need of from the wealth of His glory in Christ Jesus." That's the Bible in basic English.
Ooh.
"My God will give you all that you have need of from the wealth of His glory in Christ Jesus."
What verse is that?
That's Philippians 4:19. And then the other one we read last week, James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above."
Yeah.
It comes from the Father, comes down from the Father of all that gives light. So the source of all that we need, Gloria, is in the Word of God.
Amen.
And we're just looking at different aspects of this. We are really, really focusing on getting to a place in our lives where we look to God for everything. everything. Amen. And He'll supply it for us. Today, I want to look at the blessing of Abraham, Deuteronomy 28. And I'll make mention of this really quick, that Gloria and I are going to spend just one broadcast, barely maybe 20 minutes left in this broadcast on Deuteronomy 28. But she and I did a 2-week session. And these are the notes from that.
I want that
and
book.
I'm going to get all of them to you.
Thank you very much.
But we did an in-depth study, Gloria. Look at this. You and I did an in-depth study of the blessing of Abraham.
Isn't that awesome?
So if you're interested, that's available to you on kcm.org.
Well, I'm interested. I want one.
You can get that. But for today, I want us to look at Deuteronomy 28.
Okay.
And really, we look at this and we see all of the places where it says, the Lord shall do this. Yeah. The Lord mm-hmm. shall do that. And if we release our faith and believe God, that triggers God's ability to get it to us.
That's
faith
right.
opens
He's
the
ready.
Door.
He's ready.
He's ready.
Yeah.
And we need to release our faith to receive it.
He's in position.
Yeah.
We need to get in position.
We must get in position to be able to receive it
That's
from Him.
Right.
So I'm excited
okay,
about this, Gloria.
Let's
this
do
is
it.
This is one of my favorite scriptures. Brother Copeland read this over Terry and me when we got married 39 years ago. And it's been our scripture ever since. So let's go through it. And if you want to, let's follow our notes here. Because I've written the scriptures
That's
down
perfect.
On the notes with a couple of comments. So let's do this. Maybe if we don't get through all of it, we have the notes available to you. But verse 1, it shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Take note there, Gloria, that it says, the Lord thy God will set you on high. He is the source. He is the source of lifting us up. And in Ephesians 2:6, it says, He raised us up together with Him, made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with Him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus. And I like the message here. He picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company in Jesus. Our Messiah.
Hallelujah.
So it's the Lord that does that. He's Hallelujah. The source of this.
You know, some people don't appreciate us, George. I don't know if you knew they're not.
I've heard.
And
I've
when
heard.
When they say they're word people, they might yeah. kind of wrinkle up their nose. You know, they're yes. word people. Did you notice what this says here? If you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God mm-hmm. to observe and do what?
All His commandment. Do the word.
How could you be a word people and not do the commandment?
Not do that.
See, that's...
That's the truth, Gloria.
We're word people. Hallelujah.
We are.
And it works.
It does
but
work.
That's where faith comes from. That's how it stays with us.
That's right.
I can't live on faith I got in 1967 when I first Mm-mm. began to learn
Mm-mm.
about these things.
No, we have to feed that's on right. the word every day. It must
it's
become.
It's our privilege to feed on the Word.
It is our privilege. It's a tremendous privilege to feed on the Word of yeah. God every day. I got up this morning, Gloria, and I read my daily scriptures. The church and I were going through the Bible together, and I read some scriptures in Jeremiah, and then I read, today was Hebrews chapter 9. And so I read through those, and just the time in the Word with Him.
That's an awesome thing to do with the whole church. Every day reading the
every
same
day
word.
Every day we're reading
no
the same word.
No wonder things are happening at
yeah,
church.
It's and it's we've got a move of God, Gloria.
Praise God.
We have a move of God going in the church that started in August of 2014, and it's still going on.
Praise God.
Still going
Hallelujah.
On. Gloria, why don't you read here verse 2, number 2
verse
on yours.
Verse 2.
Yeah.
And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee
mm.
if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now that means if we do it, if
yep.
we do what
we
it
do
says,
it.
We
mm-hmm.
hearken to it,
yep.
it'll, all the blessings will come upon us. Now watch this word hearken.
Okay.
Do
yeah.
you see what it says? It says,
it's
hear, kin.
I like that.
Hear, kin. Uh-huh.
Oh,
so
that's
what
good.
We do, and that's how we get blessed. Is
that's
stay blessed.
Good. I thought about it the other day. I'm one of the. There's actually a group in the Bible called the Canaanites.
Well, you're a Canaanite.
I'm a Canaanite.
I'm a Canaanite. Yeah.
And so all these blessings
it's already been done.
Will come on us, overtake us, if we hearken or hearken unto the voice of the Lord our God. All these blessings, what is it? It includes everything we would ever need.
Everything good.
Everything we would ever need. Look at the Message translation. All these blessings will come down on you. Mm-hmm. And I did a little study here in the Hebrew of the words overtake you.
Yeah.
Means to take over your life, overwhelm you.
Well, that's what it does.
It takes over
everything.
Yeah.
Takes over your children,
yep.
your money, your home, everything.
We are overtaken.
Your health. Hallelujah.
By the blessing.
I'm happy already.
It means to engulf you, overwhelm you,
that's
pile
right.
up on you, cover you over, and load you up with an excessive amount. These are all the Hebrew
excessive
words.
Amount.
Excessive amount. Gloria, these are all the Hebrew words for the
marvelous.
Word overtake. It means an avalanche.
Read those are great.
It means an avalanche. It means a heap.
Heap.
Uh-huh. It means a swamp.
We're swamped
by the blessing. It means an overflow, and it means a flood.
That is just true.
So really, when you say all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, all these blessings will take over your life. They will overwhelm you. They will
yep.
engulf you. They will pile up on you. They will cover you over and load you up with an excessive amount.
Bring it
all
on.
These blessings will be an avalanche. They'll heap up on you, swamp over
truth,
you,
George.
Overflow you, and flood you.
You know, we've experienced that for quite a number of years.
Yes, we have.
And it never quits. It just
Mm-mm.
keeps getting better,
gets
and better,
better
and better and better. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's
I like that.
Gloria,
like
read that next one, verses 3-6.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Or you could say, blessed shall be whatever you're doing,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
That's
blessed
right.
shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou come in and when thou go out, when thou goest out.
Wow.
We're blessed coming and going. And
yep.
you know, we're all coming and going. If you would
That's
just
true.
Look down
we're
at the
all...
United States
yep.
from a high
are...
up place.
Yep.
You would see the little cars like ants, and they're coming and
we're
going,
coming
and
going.
They're over freeways, and they're under freeways, and they're going here and there. And all the time, the people that know and know God,
that's right.
they're being blessed.
They're being blessed.
Hallelujah.
And to be blessed means to be empowered. God empowers us to prosper.
That's right.
So we are blessed, as I wrote down here,
I'm happy. I like
blessed
it.
In the city and field, that means you're blessed wherever you
yeah.
are.
Uh-huh,
blessed
exactly
in the fruit
right.
of your body, ground, cattle, kine, flocks, in whatever you do. Blessed in your basket and your store is whatever you have. And we are blessed by God when we come in, and we are blessed by God when we go out. That means wherever we go.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Read verse 7
What if I went to Mars?
You'd be blessed on Mars.
I'd be blessed on Mars. What? Read what?
Read number 4 there, Gloria, that scripture, verse 7.
Oh, okay. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee 7 ways.
Mm-hmm.
You have people threatening to sue you?
Yeah.
Threatening to do this?
Yes.
Threatening to do
yes.
that? Here's your scripture.
Yep. The Lord shall cause your
That's
the
right.
Lord.
The Lord takes your part.
He is the
words.
Source. And I'll say this here, He is the source for those of you that are going through legal battles right
That's
now.
That's right. Absolutely.
He is your source. He is your advocate.
Mm-hmm.
He's your intercessor. He is the source of all that you need in order to overcome in that legal situation.
He's your source if you're in the hospital today.
Yep, He's your source
if
in the hospital.
If somebody's told you you're going to die and we don't have anything to fix you, there's no medicine for this.
That's so true.
Ah, there's medicine. God is our source.
Oh, my goodness.
Glory to God.
Oh, I heard a testimony the other day about somebody that was in stage 4 cancer. And they were standing on the Word and believing God, and they were absolutely delivered.
Right.
I mean, they were on the brink of death, and they were absolutely delivered when they put their complete trust in the Word of God. They realized that they had no place else to turn. When the doctors say, there is no hope, boy, there is hope in our source. He is our healer.
Right.
He is our financier. He is our deliverer. He is everything that we need. In verse 8, it says, the Lord shall command. Oh, I like this. He's our source, Gloria. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand unto, and He will bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Think about it, George. When the Lord commands His blessing on George and Terry,
yes,
what happens? His blessing manifests.
That's right.
Or on anybody that's right. else that's standing on the Word of God.
That's right.
Commands. I command you to be blessed.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
That's what the Lord says.
It's the command.
Hallelujah.
God has commanded this blessing on you.
Praise God.
Why? He is our source. It comes from Him. It all comes from Him.
Isn't that good?
It says in the New Living Translation, I like this, in verse 8, the Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and fill your storehouses with grain. I like that. He'll guarantee
That's
it.
That's excellent.
He'll guarantee it. And this Psalm 128, 1 and 2, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. You'll eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. That belongs to us. It belongs to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read that next one, Gloria, verses 9 and 10.
The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto Himself as He has sworn unto thee. See, this is big. He swore to do this.
Yes, He did.
He
oh,
said,
that
I'll
is big.
Do it.
That's big.
Oh, man, He's going to do
That's
it.
Big.
If,
Oh, there's that if again.
Condition.
Condition.
If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. In other words, they shall honor you and reverence you. They're not going to mess with you.
That's right. Oh, that's good.
Because
that's
see
exactly
the blessing.
Right.
Glory to
He's
God.
He's our source of protection.
Isn't that good, George?
That's very good.
If we let ourselves be a people separated unto Him. Now, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You obey what He says.
That's right.
You do His word.
Yes.
If His word says this, you do this. It says don't do this, you don't touch
you
it.
You obey.
In Jesus'
you obey.
Name. And the blessing comes.
That's right. And it comes
and
from
what
Him.
And what if you go ahead and be disobedient? All those things are a curse. Like
yeah.
if you say you're having trouble with alcohol, and you read this, and you don't want to give up alcohol, what's alcohol doing to you?
Oh.
It's cursing you. Mm-hmm. It's ruining your life, ruining your family, ruining your body.
Yes.
So the blessing of the Lord, hallelujah.
God.
It makes rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. Everything we do according to the
you,
Word
Jesus.
Of God is blessing.
Yes.
Don't you get excited?
I get excited about that. That's outstanding.
Hallelujah.
It says here in verse 11, and we just have a few minutes left, and we can do this, Gloria. We've done the blessing of Abraham. Verse 11, and the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of the ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. He will make us plenteous, Gloria. The word plenteous in the Hebrew means abundance, to have more than enough.
He will make us plenteous.
He will make us plenteous.
I'm made plenteous.
I am made plenteous. Abundance, too much left over. I like this one in the Amplified Translation, and the Lord will make you have a surplus
I love that
of
one.
Prosperity.
That helped me a long
That just
time
feels
ago.
Good coming off the roof of my mouth here. You'll have a surplus.
Not just prosperity, but
a surplus of
overflow.
Prosperity. And then the message says, God will lavish you with good things.
Yes, amen.
Read verse 12 there, Gloria, if you will.
The Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in His season, and to bless all the work of thine hand.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're doing, whatever your occupation is,
yep.
it's the blessing. The blessing's yep. on it if you'll receive it. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. He was speaking, of course, there to Israel.
Right.
We shall lend unto many nations,
and
thou shalt not borrow. Well, you know, Israel's mm-hmm. very well off.
They're doing quite well.
They've always done
yep,
quite well.
They've done quite well. And this
as
also says here,
God.
He says, you shall lend unto many nations. You will not need to borrow because I will be your source.
That's right.
That's what He's saying to you right now. You don't have to borrow. We look to God as our total source of supply. And if you have borrowed and you are in debt, you can get out.
We saw these scriptures, George, and we were in debt, you know, many, many, many years ago.
Right.
As you are aware, because you're a member of the family, but we saw to get out of debt, And so we quit buying anything on Christmas. I mean, when we started out, John was a little boy, Kelly was a little girl, and we went to Sears and got us a credit account so we could buy them jeans.
Oh, man.
That was our beginning, you know. Of course, you did that with gas and everything. And so we sought to get out of debt. Well, Kid was really good at borrowing money. I mean, he knew how to do it. And we had quite a lot of debt when we ran into that scripture. And we decided, okay, it's over. We're not borrowing any more money.
Yeah.
In the ministry or in our life.
You just cut it off, didn't you?
And think of the money.
But you made God your source.
All that money stayed in the ministry to work.
You made God your source. You looked to Him instead of to the world and to the bank. And He's saying, I will provide it all. I'll get you a house. I'll get you a car.
That's right.
I'll do that for you.
Let me just say this. We've lacked for nothing.
Nothing. The Lord has provided.
Hallelujah.
Look at your third page. Here's our last scripture.
Okay.
And we have 30 seconds left.
All right.
The Lord shall make you the head and not the
tail.
Hallelujah. You shall be above only, you shall not be beneath. If you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe them and to do them, you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. And then the last statement there, this is the Lord speaking, you don't need other gods.
Hallelujah.
You have me. I am the source of your prosperity. I will supply every need in your life.
And you've got the NIV version. You will always be at the top and
never
at the bottom.
Glory.
We're not bottom feeders. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Bottom feeders.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.